Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
On this second Sunday of Advent, we continue to prepare for the celebration of Christmas, for the birth of our Savior. And one way we can prepare is by taking time to consider why we need a Savior in the first place. So must we know what Jesus has come to save us from? Our celebration of his coming at Christmas risks being empty. To put it a different way, in order to fully appreciate the good news, we need to first know the bad news. So what has Jesus come to save us from? Well, according to St. Paul, sin and death. In fact, apart from Christ, every human being is held captive to these powers. Sin isn't just the bad decisions or that we make or the good decisions that we don't make. Things that we say or don't say. It's not just personal sin that St. Paul writes about, but original sin, which is something like a condition that all of us are in, regardless of the decisions that we make. And while original sin isn't the result of the decisions we made, it is the result of a decision made by the first members of the human race, Adam and Eve. So how can a decision made at the dawn of humanity affect us now? Well, an analogy may help us to understand. Just imagine a dog beloved by its owner, which has acres of land to run free and enjoy. And then one day, while out in the yard, that dog hears the call of its owner, which it's trained to obey. At the same time, it sees a rabbit run into the woods. And then rather than obeying the voice of its master, the dog runs into the woods to chase the rabbit and gets lost. Just imagine if that dog had puppies, they would be lost too, even though it wasn't their fault. They're still lost and have to live apart from the protection and the care of the owner. That's analogous of how the human race finds itself in original sin. But it wasn't a rabbit that led to the fall of our first parents. Rather, it was a serpent. And the serpent we read about in Genesis chapter 3 is the animal that sacred scripture uses to represent the devil. And while the devil isn't literally a serpent, he is real. And he has a mission to separate us from God. Jesus says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy." After the original sin of our first parents, that's what happens. After separating themselves from God, the source of life, they died. The Book of Wisdom says, "By the envy of the devil, death entered the world." By the envy of the devil. And who is the devil envious of? The devil is envious of us. You and I are made in the image and likeness of God, destined to share in the divine nature, to reign in heaven in a place even above the angels. But because the devil couldn't stand to be placed below human beings, he now strives to place human beings below him in the pits of hell. And his tactics have not changed. Just as he sowed lies of distrust in the hearts of Adam and Eve, he tries to whisper lies to us. God is not good. If he was, why did he let that bad thing happen to you? You'd be happier without him. Or you're not good. Look at what you did. You're all alone. No one loves you. The devil first attacks our trust in God, and then he isolates us in order to accomplish his goal of ultimately destroying us. That's the bad news. By the envy of the devil, death entered the world. Our first reading today from the prophet Isaiah speaks about the stump of Jesse. Nothing grows from a stump. A stump is an image of death. Even St. John the Baptist uses this imagery in the gospel passage that we heard, saying every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. And once a tree is cut down and all that's left is a stump, it's dead. So it seems. Isaiah prophesies, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. John the Baptist speaks today about the Spirit of the Lord, saying, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and strength, knowledge and fear of the Lord. So who is this, the shoot that brings life out of death, who will baptize with the fire of the Holy Spirit? This is Jesus, whose name literally means God saves. And as a race that is held captive by the devil, we need a Savior. And I think Isaiah foreshadows the victory that Jesus will win over the devil by speaking about the baby playing in the cobra's den. It was a serpent who deceived Adam and Eve in the garden. But with the coming birth of this child, we need not fear even the cobra. His venomous lies will have no more power over us. Because while the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, he will come that we may have life and have it abundantly. So as we prepare to celebrate the birth of our Savior, may we ask the Holy Spirit to expose the lies of our enemy, the devil, so that we may repent of any ways that we may have partnered with him and choose once again to live in the glorious freedom of the children of God.